I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord in the hot bitch. Beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So a listener got a little too high off the dental drugs and sharing his story with us. We want to know from you, though, what's the worst thing that happened when you were medically high? Somehow you were medically high. Surgery, dentist office, whatever it was. It's the worst thing that happened. You can reach out to us on the Dave and Chuck lines at 1-855-954-6969. That's toll free. Again, the number 1-855-954-6969. You can text us. That's 46969. And if you need to email, it's email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. The worst thing that's happened when you were medically high. So I was kind of medically high when I went through those procedures. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, nothing
crazy. As far
crazy.
As you know.
As far as I know. Because people say that you talk. You can talk and say all sorts of stuff, right? You don't remember any of it, but they do.
Yeah.
Like this woman said that there is a hot oral surgeon in the area. And she said, coming out of wisdom teeth surgery, I started hitting on him.
Oh, no.
She said, I've heard I'm not the only one, though.
She's probably used to it.
Yeah.
If you're a hot doctor, you think you're getting hit on?
I do think you are.
A lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a hot female surgeon?
Oh.
It's probably not good, right?
I think that's when, like, it's kind of terrifying because you don't know what you're going to do because you're not really yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you're high.
Right.
So you don't know. And it's a different kind of high. It's not like you just smoke some weed and, you know, you're out of it.
Yeah.
Like, when Stella was out of it, she was in a dreamland. You know what I mean? She thought she was wandering through the hallways and stuff. I mean, you're out of it.
Right.
And so you can't really control what you're going to do.
It's like that David goes to the dentist or whatever that YouTube video was called from years ago.
Mm.
That's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. I remember when I got my wisdom teeth out, too, that the people that picked me up to take me home said I had my window pressed against the glass.
Or your face was against
the glass. Or my face. Press against the glass of the car window, just like staring at people because they stopped at a CVS or something to get me the drugs I needed.
Yeah.
But they left me in the car and I just was like, freaking people out.
I bet.
But I couldn't figure out why I was trapped in this little box.
So when you were in the dentist and you sucked on that lady's finger,
I wasn't high. I fell asleep.
It was just sleep. Yeah.
You know how we both sleep sucking is what I was doing.
Right, Andy.
Yeah. Sleep sucking. I used to, like you guys, would leave here and take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But when you have something to do on those rare days.
Oh, I know.
You're laying down.
I was laying down in a dentist chair. I was so tired. And it was calm. And she was just doing her little whatever. And then I realized, I don't know. I woke up and I was like, oh, there's a finger in my mouth. And it looked like I was sucking on it. And she was like, oh, and she whipped her finger out of there. So
oh, my God.
Like, now that's like sexual harassment or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. You Weinsteined her or whatever.
Do not fall asleep. Because I'm like, what is that? The good thing, I didn't even bite down.
No.
Yeah, bite
that's
your finger.
That's the scary thing. Somebody's sleeping, you're sticking your fingers in their mouth?
Oh, yeah. But
she probably didn't know Dave was out. Like when I'm at the dentist, most times I have my eyes closed because I don't want to get the splash in my eye or any kind of weird, you know.
Yeah, I guess I feel like when I'm at the dentist, I keep my eyes open.
What are you up to?
What are you doing up there?
Oh, every once in a while, I just close them.
Nitrous, please.
Yeah, more gas.
My doctor will give me like the goggles, like a room darkening goggles.
Oh, no, I've never had those.
I don't get that.
Yeah, for the
There's a TV
bright.
Above mine, like on the ceiling. Nice.
Got some posters. Yeah. Got some posters and stuff.
Worst thing to happen when you were medically high. Let's start off with Cody in Boston. Hi, Cody. Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing pretty good. So what happened, man?
So I got hit by a drunk driver, and I rolled down the highway. I got sent to the hospital. I get to the hospital. I tell them, you know, I'm in a lot of pain. I said, can I have some Tylenol, ibuprofen? They're like, oh, we don't have that. We have something else. I said, I don't care. I just want the pain away. They give me morphine, and she tells me to reach over to my right so they could check my back. And while they were checking my back, she decided to stick her finger in my butthole to make sure whatever in there was okay. And didn't even ask for my permission on the first date.
Wow. She didn't let you know that she was going to do a rectal exam?
Nope, nothing. Just, nope, just reach over to your right. Let me check out your back. And all of a sudden, I felt the, oh, and I was like, oh, boy, that is not cool.
but luckily, everything worked out all right.
Oh, yeah. I end up taking off early that morning, going to look for my dog from that car accident. I ended up finding my dog. Thank God everything was fine. But, yeah, it was a very weird situation. I wouldn't do it again.
Well, I'm sure. No. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, no. Cody. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day. wouldn't do it again.
I do not recommend it.
Nope.
This one.
We have something else for the pain. The finger massage.
Listen to this tale here. Mm-hmm. We're asking the worst thing that happened when you were medically high. Went under for an endoscopy and a biopsy of my upper GI tract. When I woke up, she says, I was rubbing my lady bits.
Whoa.
Oh, that's bad. That's real bad.
She says, I have no idea how long I was doing it.
Oh, no.
You just let someone go.
Doc, you want to come? Want to dig a...
No, doctor, over here.
Let it...
Doctor.
Let it happen.
Doctor.
Imagine if you were doing that, you woke up.
So, Chuck, okay.
Doctor.
Flip the switch here.
Yeah, no.
And you're stroking your Johnson.
I never...
Oh, my God.
I honestly never want to be put under. I know it's going to happen. I have no idea what I might do.
Could you imagine?
No.
I'm just like... Bad. That is really bad.
You're sleep jerking?
You got your hands to a little... Oh, okay, all right.
Stop with the pepper grinder.
Pepper grinder?
Oh, you pepper grinded it.
You did a pepper grinder.
Yeah, you did.
Could you imagine? I mean, that's super embarrassing for that lady, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, guys would be embarrassed, women more.
I wonder if they've seen stuff like that, like, a lot.
Of course they have. Yeah. Of course they have.
It's amazing.
Sleep touchers, no doubt.
Yeah.
And it's probably not who you want to see do it, ever.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's been some that have been okay.
Yeah,
no.
World's a bit foggy.
I'm sure some have been fine. Twerking their nipples and stuff, they've been fine.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's go to Fred from Clarkston next. Fred, worst thing that's happened when you were medically high? Hi, Fred.
Hey, what's happening?
We're good, man. Go ahead.
At the dentist office when I was 19 years old, wearing sweatpants, a chick that worked there was extremely attractive, same age as me. I was talking to her before a procedure happened. So they give me gas, and the last thing I remember, she's literally got her butt in my face, and that's all I remember. I woke up. Obviously, still thinking about her butt in my face.
Oh, no.
With sweatpants on.
Oh, no.
Full erection. Extremely humiliated. Took me a while to wake up and realize what was really happening.
I can't even imagine getting...
Don't wear sweatpants to the dentist.
Don't wear sweatpants.
That's all I wear, guys.
No,
that's
I know, I but there was a time in my life, especially in that age, that I would never wear sweatpants to anywhere where I could get a visible boner.
Right.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Like, am I younger when it would go off?
Yeah, at any
like
second.
Like, when he could just, you know...
At any time.
Now he needs some coaxing.
Yeah, he couldn't be trusted
you know
in sweatpants
I mean? I
for many years.
I gotta talk him into it. But, you know, boy, oh, boy.
That's embarrassing. This one, I got my wisdom teeth removed in high school. I loudly demanded a BJ from my girlfriend when my mom was only 10 feet away.
Give me a BJ!
See, that's terrible. That's terrible. Your mom's there to support you.
Well, get out of here. She's going to give me a BJ.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Can you hear what Andy said?
Get out of here.
Okay, back to the phones we go. Riley from Belleville. Worst thing that happened when you were medically high?
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Thanks, man.
So the first time I ever had the gas at the dentist's office, I was sitting there just kind of spaced out, staring at the ceiling. You know, he's drilling away in my mouth, whatever. And then all of a sudden, my mind flips back to this TV show I watch. And in one episode, the dentist actually kills a guy with his drill while he's on the table.
Oh, no.
And I started freaking out in the chair. I pushed his hands out of my mouth and started screaming about they're trying to kill me and this and that. And they had to, like, hold me down and explain that I was just getting my cavity drilled out.
Yeah, you know, I've never had... Have you ever noticed there's two tanks, right? There's like a, there's the nitrous tank and then there's like an oxygen tank and they kind of get that mix. They got to get the mix right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like they got the mix wrong.
Yeah. I've never had it in the dentist.
Oh. No.
No, I've never had it.
Very
I've just
relaxed.
Been numbed. I've never had any gas.
I used to be terrified of the needles. So they would always give me gas until finally I was
they
just
put
like,
it in through your nose, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Little thing over your nose. And I would just be like... No. Oh boy, more. And I did it out of terror of like feeling something. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I do not want to feel anything.
It'd be so fun if you weren't at the dentist.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only way I've done it.
Yeah.
Well, we've done it the fun way, huh?
Oh my God. Listen to this. Women are saying. Women have had the most embarrassing moments. She says, I was at the oral surgeon to get 4 wisdom teeth pulled at the age of 37. Well, I told my hot dentist I wanted to ride his face like a motorcycle.
Oh my God.
While he motorboated my ass cheeks.
My goodness gracious.
I never went back to that dentist.
No, you can't. You can't.
That's a tough way to wake up and you remember, oh my God, did I say that?
Yes, you did.
The thing is, like, how did she know she said it? Did someone like say to her, like, hey, listen, don't ever come back here because this is what you said to the doctor?
Or is there someone in the room with you, a family member?
Because I feel like when you're coming out, like for a while, they just sort of put you off by yourself. They don't even like let family or anyone come in because they're like, this is the danger zone where they could be doing whatever. And then they let people in, you know?
No, I'll see. Amber was in the room with me for about 15 minutes, she said, before I woke up.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing her and be like, hey, I'm falling back asleep. And must have did that a few times. I guess it all depends. Maybe they do it differently in different places. But God, you'd be so embarrassed.
I would honestly, I'd want to be in a sealed room.
Let's go to Emily.
I need no one.
Worst thing happened
hey.
In the sealed room. When you were medically high, what's the worst thing that happened?
All right, so backstory. When I get nervous, I make dirty jokes.
Okay.
Like, I am Chandler Bing from Friends all the way. Like, that's how awkward I am.
All right.
So, anyways, I was getting the land down under checked out, and I got nervous, so they gave me a sedative. The last thing that I remember saying to the doctor, because he looked at me and said, all right, Emily, now this is going to feel kind of weird. Lay back and spread as far as you can. And the last thing I remember saying to him was, well, this is either going to be really fun or really scary. And the nurse had to leave the room because she was laughing so hard.
I had no idea you could get a sedative at the
I
lady doctor.
I never heard of that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Hmm. I know. Thanks for calling in, Emily.
Time to go to sleep.
Oh, time for your sedative. It. Stop it.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, ever.
I guess if you really are anxious about it or whatever, you...
Yeah.
I think you'd want your wits about you.
Yeah. Definitely want your wits about
you. You do.
All I'm saying.
You do.
The question for you right now on the Dave and Chuck Lines is, what's the worst thing that happened when you were medically high? If you'd like to join us, 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, was circumcised late in life.
Ooh.
When I woke up feeling loopy from the anesthetic, I asked the nurse if the doctor took a little off the top. She started laughing hysterically. And she could have said much worse.
Oh, God, yeah.
I wouldn't be joking about my dick skin.
No. Not the time for yolks.
Come on.
One time I had a umbilical hernia repair.
Yeah.
And as I was coming out, my wife said I sat up and asked her to check my butt and make sure they didn't rape me.
Oh, God. My God. Check! Make sure they
didn't. Did they rape me in the butt?
You better get back here and have a gander.
Oh.
Make sure nobody been tooling around back there.
They have. That's what you tell them. Yes, it looks.
Yeah, that's what you say, right?
Oh,
no matter what.
My God.
Yeah, they did stuff. It is a mess back there.
Dave. Hey, Dave from Mansfield. How are you?
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Worst thing that happened when you were medically high?
So it was 2009. I was in boot camp, Marine Corps, and they don't stop training when you get your wisdom teeth out, so I'm waking up like half out of it, bleeding from my mouth, standing online, holding a rifle as long as I can without dropping it, with my arms locked. And I'm like, what is going on right now? I just have well-dressed Spartans screaming in my face. And I'm bleeding from my mouth, and I have no idea what's going on. So that was a great time.
So they pulled your wisdom teeth and then threw you back outside.
Still had to
go.
Yeah,
they give you like 3 hours. And then they're like, all right, he's fine. So, and then they just start screaming at you, like, get out of bed. And you forget you're there. Every time you wake up there, you don't remember that you're there. You're, like, having a good dream, and then all of a sudden you're at boot camp again.
Oh, that's awful. That's all I'd want to do is sleep during boot camp.
Yeah.
It would. Every time I woke up, I'd just be like, I just want to sleep. Boot camp.
I don't want to run anymore.
Oh, my God. Honestly, boot camp scares me more than,
oh, God.
Just about anything.
That 37-year-old woman that was at the oral surgeon and said that she wanted to ride his face like a motorcycle while he motorboated her ass cheeks, she just texted back. She said that her boyfriend was in the room.
Oh, nice.
And he was not happy.
No, I bet not. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That is awkward.
Oh, man. I'll find out some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of like sleepwalking, like, or it's like sleep talkers.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, find out some stuff.
What a nightmare that would be, right?
Yeah.
You're like, who are you saying that to?
Yeah.
Amanda from Boston, worst thing that's happened when you were medically high?
Hi. So I was 16. I was getting foot surgery. Mm-hmm. And we were leaving, and I happened to be getting surgery at Patriots Place.
Okay.
And as we were leaving, I was in the wheelchair and the Patriots were walking by. So my dad went to go and get a couple pictures and things like that. And I peed in the wheelchair that I was sitting in.
Oh my God, in front of the Patriots?
Yes, you met if you owned the Patriots. You're pissing yourself.
It was so bad. And my stepmom has pictures of it and everything.
Well, it's the time they met the Patriots, you know what I mean? She's not going to get rid of those photos.
Awful.
That was the time.
That's the day they met the Patriots, Amanda.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. It's captured forever.
Yeah. Yep.
That's when I pissed myself in front of the Patriots.
Yep. Oh, that's terrible.
That is what.
Tinkle.
Poor girl. This one, bad experience when I was medically high. I went in for surgery, and before the anesthesiologist gave me the pain medication, I was hitting on the hot nurse. Apparently, the medication kicked in too quick, and I was extremely high talking to the nurse while she was trying to put a catheter in. Long story short, I got an erection extremely fast, and while she was handling my meat, she had an issue trying to put the catheter in and jerked it too many times.
No.
I finished on her face. The doctor scolded me after I woke up.
No.
No.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it.
Seems a little too.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to just like,
I can't get the catheter in.
I mean, we've had heard of guys that go off real easy.
No, that's true. I mean, if you're a guy who just goes off,
you got to clear the chamber before somebody's going to shove a catheter in.
A catheter.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not.
Listen, you guys, mine to submission.
Even the hearing the word catheter makes me cringe.
Oh my God!
When they had to, I was in the room when they removed my dad's, and like I couldn't see. I was behind a curtain, but like I thought I was going to vomit. Like
they record them.
The pain just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I can't. I don't know how you.
Like a little balloon or something in it, right? Like they.
I don't know. I don't
care. It's a tube that goes in, and then a balloon opens up to keep it in, and then they rip cord it out of you.
Christ. No.
I think it settles in too, kind of like settles in and stuff kind of
sticks to it.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Worst thing that happened when you were medically high. Brian, no, you're up next.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? You had a comment.
I was just a kid, 8 or 9 years old, I think, and had some dental work done. On the way back, and this was back in the day, too, when the vehicles didn't have the child safety windows, so the back window was rolled all the way down. And I was still pretty loaded, thought I was Superman, and decided to dive headfirst out the back window of the car while my dad was driving down a side street. Cracked my head off the curb and ended up losing my eyesight about an hour later and had to go to the emergency room with a concussion.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you shouldn't be driving. Is that what he... Oh, well, he dove? Do we see?
Yeah, he's the kid in the back seat.
I was like, behind the wheel.
He had his head out the window like a dog.
Yeah, no.
And then decided to Superman it.
Yeah, he just jumped out of a car.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's good. Took a much better turn than I thought. Sean.
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much, man. What's your comment?
Yeah, I was having surgery on a knee of mine. It was my second surgery, and I asked if I could watch the surgery, so they give me epidermal shots to numb your lower half of your body.
Yep, an epidermal. And,
after the surgery, you gotta take a pee. If you can take a pee, you're allowed to leave the hospital.
Yes.
So I go ahead and take a leak. On my way home, my wife's driving me, and I cough. And just a few minutes later, it's like, you smell something?
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And it started smelling. I ended up crapping my pants and didn't even know it.
Oh, epidermal major.
Epidermal, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one of those.
You did, too?
Yeah, you had an epidermal.
And that was no fun. It hurt. It was no fun getting an epidermal.
It can be bad.
Yeah.
Or an epidural. Can be bad.
You guys going to give me one of them epidermals?
Go ahead, Doc. Shoot me full of that juice.
You going to do it with a hypodermic nurple?
I don't want any epidermals now. It makes your butthole numb.
It does. It really does. I didn't poop myself. Thank God.
Well, thank goodness.
Thank God.
This one got nitrous. Room spinning. Mm. Thought I was a Pokemon. Over and over just kept saying, Pikachu! Pikachu!
Well, thank God that on nitrous, I didn't do anything like that. I just sat there.
Yeah, everyone reacts differently. Even to anesthesia,
have a good time.
Right?
I didn't even have a good time.
No?
No. I wasn't even like, woo. Yeah. I was just like, no, I don't feel anything.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe I was in too anxious a spot. I really didn't like the dentist, so.
Possibly. I guess I'm just easy as crap to not.
Yeah.
Dave's out in a second.
I'm out in a second. When I got my wisdom teeth.
Oh, God. Turn it off.
Just like blow a little bit by his nose.
They use a little straw with some nitrous.
Oh, my lantern.
Oh, he's out.
He's out. He's not supposed to be out.
He's out cold.
Even my wisdom teeth, remember the story? They said count backwards from 100. I made it to 97.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much for old Dave. Let's go next to, who are we going to? Molly from Milford. Molly, worst thing that happened when you were medically high?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a lot of health problems, so I have surgeries done about every 4 months on my stomach, and I don't know what happens, but something happens sexually to me, and I say the most filthy things to the doctors and nurses, and I've grabbed them, fondled them, tried to push the nurses together to make out. So now they've made it a habit of restraining my hands and bringing my husband in right away to try to control me until I come out of the anesthetic.
You're like,
oh my God,
girls gone wild.
Yeah.
The medically high edition.
Yeah.
Go ahead, kiss.
Make this out, ladies, make out. So okay. you've grabbed guy stuff too.
Yes.
Oh,
my mouth, who I see all the time.
How embarrassing.
You're who, sorry? Who was
it? It's my urologist who I see all the time.
Oh, wow. And now, okay, in non-medically high life, would you be attracted to this guy or not?
You Yeah, I think I think I would.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes it worse.
That makes it worse a bit.
Like if you had said no, he's 72 and ugly as hell.
Oh yeah, no,
no. But you like.
No,
him.
It's usually good-looking people that I go for, but I'm really shy in my real life, and I don't know what happens to me.
Yeah, like buried inside of her is a real. Yeah. Just a real party animal.
Here comes Molly again.
Molly
every
back.
4 months, here she comes.
Me and Chuck are the male nurses, and she's like, you girls kiss. No!
Restrain my hands now, so yeah. I can't grab them. That's so embarrassing to be prepared for like that.
Well, it's what they got to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've just done too much.
Yeah, you've touched too much. This one came in through an email. After knee surgery and still high from the medication, my boyfriend was in the recovery room, and in front of two friends and two nurses, I tried unbuttoning his pants and screamed, I just want to see your dick! We actually both worked at this hospital as security, and he was in full uniform at the time.
So you guys now, get out of here while I show her this thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave.
Oh,
what?
I just read through this next one. While at boot camp for the Marines, I had some dental work done. Dentist was very attractive. I was medically high. Well, her breasts got close to my mouth, and I tried to suck on them.
That's what I would be worried about with Dave.
Wow, that is embarrassing. Yeah. You guys, how do you look the nurse in the eye when you've tried to suckle her?
I don't know. I didn't try to suckle you, did I?
I have my apologies. Sean from Toledo.
I have a hazy memory.
How you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Good. Worst thing to happen when you were medically high?
It wasn't horrible, but I had my wisdom teeth pulled years ago, and as soon as I was coming out of, you know, getting in my consciousness, I kept yelling, you can't hold me, you can't hold me, and then doing the Ric Flair real loud.
Oh, Lisa would love that. You can't hold me.
You can't hold me. That's funny.
Oh man,
so much worse you could do. Another person like Chuck, this is your worst fear. Had an appendectomy. After the surgery, I was woken up by the sound of laughter of nurses. I pushed the covers off myself and started jerking it.
Oh jeez.
One of the nurses had to physically stop me from doing it.
You can't stop me. Woo!
Unhand that, sir. Unhand it. Woo! Sir, unhand that.
No. Can't stop me. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, that's terrible. To be totally honest, it never even came in my head about possibly jerking it.
Well, I'll put it in your head.
Like, that's terrible. You're going to need to restrain me. You think it'd just be like normal stuff you would just say? Yeah.
No, apparently.
I think that's most people probably react that way when they're saying weird things.
Yeah. Oh, my God. While on morphine for a kidney infection, I didn't want my parents to know I had my nipples pierced, so I went into the bathroom and just ripped them out while medically high.
Oh, God. Oh, I've done something.
They're going to know after that. Yeah, you're bleeding all over the place. Blood flying out of your nips. Yeah. Anthony from Boston, worst thing that happened when you were medically high?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing
good. Right. So I got injured out here in Boston. So, you know, I woke up. Per usual, a little messed up on the good side of the bed. My girlfriend next to me and a beautiful nurse. So, you know, I'm a little aroused. And next thing you know, she starts going into the trousers and rips out a catheter.
Oh my God.
The least thing I was expecting.
Yeah, you're like, well, you like what you found? That's terrible. Because his brain was like,
oh, it's a porn fantasy. Yeah. Nurse is going down my pants.
It's on. Everything is happening. No.
Oh, my God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We got an email here, and she's calling herself Anonymous Paula.
Okay.
Anybody knows Paula? just penis balls. Love your show. First time writing in. Hope I keep it short enough for you, Dave. My boyfriend and I have been together for a couple of years. I'm happy with him, but I'd like to improve our sex life.
Good luck.
He knows I like a little bit of the kinky stuff, but he's told me he doesn't think he does.
I don't like it, no.
Although he says I've never really tried anything. So I suggested we start with blindfolding him, and he's agreed.
Oh.
So here's my question. What do you suggest I do, besides touching his dong, of course? She says, the reason I need help is the sex is great, but we don't really have a lot of foreplay. He's kind of just to the point kind of guy. We may make out and feel each other for a couple seconds, but not much else. He'll perform down below when I ask, but he says he's not really a fan of being down there, so
I don't ask
too often. Yeah. I am afraid of him getting bored if I don't go straight for his dong, but I'd like to take some time. I'm nervous about him not liking the teasing, though. I want to make sure, though. It's time for a change. I need more foreplay in our life, but I want him to want it, too. I hope that he'll find this fun and will want to have more fun with me in the future. So what do you guys suggest I do? Anything for sure that he'd like? If you were being blindfolded for the first time, guys, what would you want done to you? That is a open-ended question.
B-hole.
Oh,
just go right for the B-hole.
Okay. Relax. Yeah. Don't do that. Do not do that.
You know, I think that's this chick's only hope.
That's what she wants.
His back door is her only hope?
I think he's not into anything else. He's not into anything else.
You don't know he's into that.
Yeah, he's
that's
into
why,
that.
That's why you got to go from? For broke. Sometimes you got to go for broke.
Wow, all in. Like every chip on the table. I do not recommend.
Yeah, I don't advise.
I think that's real bad advice, Chuck.
Well,
I know that's what you want, but I think that Chuck's dreams.
I just think that you might as well go for the butt or just break up. Because it's not going
to
work.
No, Anonymous Paula, don't listen to Chuck.
No, I'm right.
So, Andy, you were blindfolded for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff would you want?
Oh, I mean, like, I don't know. I just want dong stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, you can get kinky with me. I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But you just got to focus on the dong there.
Yeah. We got one spot.
Yeah.
So she's overthinking it. Like, but she wants a little more teasing, a little more.
But the thing is, wants teasing to herself, right? I mean, she wants to start some kinky stuff, but at the end of the day, she's going to want him to do some stuff to her that's like dragging it out, right? Mm-hmm. She wants it dragged out. He just like grabs her boobs a little bit, kisses her a little bit, and then puts it in.
Gets right down.
And then is done, right? And she's obviously unsatisfied. But that's the guy she's got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she can want all she wants.
Yeah.
She's not going to get it, obviously,
that's
from
the guy
him.
She's
I mean, I don't
got.
Know. She can't make him do it or make him want it or I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
Can you please go down there? Jeez, you know I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I will.
I guess some guys have admitted they don't. You know, that's unfortunate for the ladies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women who don't like doing that on a guy.
If a guy was smart, he would not admit that.
No. It's a lie.
He would not admit it. That's like a really...
I just don't get it how you like willy-nilly like accept Beegers, but then you're just like, that is gross.
I don't
lady.
Understand that.
I don't get it either.
Because I don't understand why women put up with that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not fair.
Can't, you know. It's hard. I think it's hard for people to find somebody.
That like vaginas?
No, just that. To just find somebody, you know, that's
that
like,
connect with.
That's great, you know? Most people are with someone who sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's life.
I say she should just take her time with him. Not too long. I mean,
he's not going to like it.
But just
he's going to be bored during that. Like focus on all
she,
this.
What's she going to do? Kiss his nipples
every
and
other
stuff?
Part of my body is basically dead. And I'm just waiting for you to, like, it's all like a big smoke and mirror show to get you to put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
In fact, it's almost like a nuclear bomb zone.
Right.
The donger.
Yeah.
And then it spreads out. There's, I guess...
Yeah, but the closer you get to it, which is kind of leading to excitement and fun and anticipation. Something to be said for that.
I don't need all that. It's like washing clean dishes and putting them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
It's weird. Just useless. The rest of this is useless.
I just, I hope it all works out for her. I really do.
You don't think it's going?
No.
Let's go to Matt, who's got a comment here.
Break up.
Go for the butter break
up. She should just be happy she's with someone who can breathe functionally and bring home a paycheck.
Yep, that's true, too.
Okay.
I agree.
I do agree.
So many needs, women.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Holy hell, man. Yeah. All right. Good
you
there.
Can't have it all.
He
breathes and he brings home a paycheck.
So many needs, bitch. Is he going to work?
I bet that guy gets laid a lot.
Yeah, he does.
All the time.
No.
Can't stop getting laid, that guy.
So many people get paychecks.
Someone said grapefruit him, which if you don't know what that is, Google it. It is a... a citrus fruit.
Thrill ride.
Yeah, there you go. Good way to put it. Seth from Rhode Island has a comment.
I'd be so mad if you grapefruited me.
Hi, Seth.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing okay, thanks.
Ripcord.
Stings in the tip.
So, Kama Sutra. It's got all those androgynous zones that you can tickle with a feather and all the sexy spots that, you know, you can touch for foreplay. It's a great book. They could read it together. It's great for foreplay. Perfect book.
So you think Anonymous Paula needs to Kama Sutra it up with her guy?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, see, I think she'd be into that. We're just not sure
he's not going to be. Like, come on.
It's great ideas. He just doesn't want to do it.
He just doesn't want to.
That's right.
One more call.
One of those guys.
Mike from Macomb, you get your say on this. What is it?
Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way.
I say take a page out of James' book, Paint the Taint.
Paint the Taint.
Yeah, paint it good.
Paint the Taint.
I think that's a better place to go than B-Hole. I'm not saying he'll be into
it's right
it.
There.
But,
I'm not saying stop there, but...
Paint the Taint. Paint the Taint's like the Yellow Brick Road to the bunghole.
Yeah, it is.
All right, sure. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Thanks for calling in.
Sure
all the best.
I just...
What do you okay? Let's put it just a number out there as to if she tried backdoor stuff, the percentage of guys that actually would be okay with it. Like, I think the odds are against her. The odds are not in her favor.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Totally.
Like, it's probably
and in fact, it's like you said, it's a real if you're blindfolded for the first time and someone goes right for your butthole. Like, that's...
You'll never do it again.
Doom. You'll never that's wear doom. A blindfold again.
No,
never
that's do it again. Doom. I mean, she can't do that. But what I'm saying is, I he's not into any of the normal stuff. So, she's going to have to kick something up to some kind of next level. The thing is, though, it's always going to be all about that guy. He's sort of all about him, right? Like, he's not about her.
Yeah.
He'll only do stuff if she asks him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm guessing he's not into butthole stuff.
No, probably not. But you know what? Give it a whirl. Not butthole stuff. But the blindfold and teasing and just see how it pans out. At least you will say you tried.
If she wants to have the worst night ever, blindfold herself and have him tie her up. I bet it's the most boring evening she's ever had in her life.
Yeah. You can't be surprised when you're telling him exactly where to go.
And you just, he's I like, can imagine what him just then just climbing on.
Like a nipple. Like, all right.
Oh, well.
What now?
Oh, well.
This next email came in, all caps, huge problem, please help. My name, well, keep me anonymous, don't tell me your name, man.
Yep.
I've got a problem, I need help. I've asked a few friends, and they have not been helpful. You guys are the only ones I can turn to. Anyway, I've been single about 4 years now. I'm still in love with my ex.
Oh, 4 years,
we've dated on and off twice in the past 8 years. First time she cheated on me was with an old friend of mine.
Oh, God, my God.
I took her back. She cheated me on me again with a 40-year-old. She was 22 at the time. She had a kid with the 40-year-old.
Oh.
She blocked me on all social media, I have found ways to find her and keep track of her. I want her back. I'm 28. What should I do?
Therapy.
She's gone, man.
She was the best I've ever had in bed.
No.
We were both kinky. She used to bite it. I know I didn't have to add that part in, but still, I need your guys' help. How do I get her back?
You don't. This chick will cheat on you again. You run.
Dude, there's more kinky fishes in the sea.
That's true.
This sounds like a stalker love letter.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
really
blocking me on all social media outlets, but I found a way to find her.
I still find her.
Yeah, that's.
I still see where she showers and sleeps.
You gotta let that go.
I mean, 4 years?
4 years? She really messed him up.
Yeah, she has, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Twice. Well, not once, but twice.
I mean, getting cheated on the way that he got cheated on, it does mess dudes up. It can mess dudes up. And, you know, I know myself, like, I went through a long period of, like, I just hated broads. Every bra, he just hated them.
He doesn't hate them. He doesn't like anybody else. But that's he has obsessed to get with to. This, her.
Yeah, he right. has to get to that, though.
Yeah.
He has to get to, like, okay, be mad
Four
at all
years?
Of them.
You should have been really on this a long time ago, getting over it.
I think he has a hard time getting people, would be my...
Maybe.
You know?
Or he's just obsessed with this girl. But either way, for your own sanity. And
here's the thing.
It's great
so
when you
get
over
arrested.
People quick.
Yeah. Anyone you've ever really been. Here's the thing. Anyone you've ever been obsessed with or put up on a pedestal, it's just not real.
No.
They're never that good. They were never that great. Like, none of this guy's relationship with this girl is probably as good as what his brain is telling him it was.
Yeah, his memories are fonder than what it really was.
Exactly.
Like, you got to get over that.
Guys will put a girl up on a pedestal and it's like...
Mm-hmm. Actually, it could have been all crap, if you really look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But to him,
but
it's like, what was...
Dong.
Yeah, that was it.
She bit his dong and then he can't get over it.
It's pure his dong that is like...
Mm-hmm. Leading the way.
Well, that and just like... I don't know how old he was.
28 now.
28, man. Holy crap, dude. Get over it.
Yeah, for your own sanity, dude, and so you don't get arrested, get over it.
Yeah.
You're stalking her, and it's just bad news. She's not going to get back with you. And if she does, she's just going to cheat on you again.
You don't want her back, man.
No, she's a lemon.
Other women will bite your dong for you.
True.
Honestly,
you just have to ask them. They're dying to bite.
Just ask. The next email says, hey, guys, help. I found my friend on Pornhub.
Help!
Help! Help!
I haven't told her yet, and I don't really know how. I tried texting her with an anonymous texting app, but she never responded.
Well, no. How are you going to respond?
Mm.
Thank you.
I don't want to tell her myself because I don't want her to know I'm a creep. But if you want to see her, look up Big Titty College Girl Dancing Around. And there is... sent a picture of her here.
Yeah.
Would you tell? So you are stumbling on Pornhub and you find Lisa.
Well, here's the thing. It would depend what the video is. If the video is like Lisa, like someone took a video of Lisa and it was like a hidden camera type thing, I think I'd have to tell her. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's insane. That's so insane to see someone you know
on Pornhub
doing that.
Yeah.
But if it was like all of a sudden, like we don't know that Lisa is like a cam girl at night, you know, like
she's intentionally, you can tell that
like it's a cam show or whatever. Yeah. And someone recorded and put it out there. I wouldn't say anything. It would only be if I feel like Lisa was being personally violated. You know,
I believe you and James did this search. Was she nude? Like, was it very risque?
It wasn't bad. It was it's just validated that it is the person.
Yeah. There's nothing crazy. She's not like servicing anybody. She's just like topless.
Then I don't see a problem with it. Do you? Would she think he's a creep because he saw her on Pornhub? I mean, most women know that guys look at porn.
Yeah, I don't think she would think that.
I think if she's a good friend, it's okay to say, hey, just want to make sure
and
you know this is out there.
Wouldn't you say, James, that I don't think she expects this to be on there?
No, I think it's like a Snapchat.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I think it was like a Snapchat she wants to send somebody. So she knows like that video was shot, but she might not know that it's on Pornhub.
So right. I think you're just doing her a nice service, letting her know that it's out there.
Here's the other thing, though.
Even
if you tell me, you know, if I was like to find out, oh, Chuck, you're on Pornhub. You know, isn't it kind of like Dave being on Pornhub?
What do you mean?
Like, if you tried to scrub yourself right now, your huge porn that's on Pornhub.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Of you and the midget stripper.
All right.
Amputee stripper.
Yeah, yes.
He was a normal size
not a
person.
Midget. Yes. Yeah, not a midget. Amputee. That's right. Midget, we tried. There's no way you're getting rid of it, so I don't even know why to, like...
Well, you can report, right, to, like, she could contact the site and say, hey, this is on here without my permission. At least it'll come off
It'll come off once.
It'll be, I'm sure, on others, but at least it's a start.
It's like a hydra, though. You cut one head off, it's going to sprout up. Like, two more people are going to post it. And,
the lucky thing for this girl is it's not thrilling at all. There's nothing... You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I wouldn't have wasted any time.
We thought she's going to be, like... You know, in a three-way or, you know, maybe spick roasted or something. We're like, oh, it's going to be really bad. And
no,
like,
I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't even waste my time clicking on the link.
Girls Gone Wild?
It's not even.
It's like, hey, I really like you. Off. Yeah, I really like you. I'm going to send you a little booby video.
Oh, people have found her already.
They did.
Yeah, They say she needs to clean her room.
Yep, they found her.
That's pretty bad if that's what you take away from it. Yeah. Her room is
That's the first thing Lisa would have noticed.
Yeah. Like, place that pig style. The place is gross. Don't be gross.
Guys usually don't notice.
No, I mean, especially with a set of tits out, but.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's it just comes up right away.
Yeah, that's her.
That's wow. We confirmed it with the tattoos.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it ain't bad.
No, but like, that's it, right?
Right.
Like, that's the whole video. It's 11 seconds long. You know, it could be so much worse.
Yeah, we're expecting something like the video all the way to the right, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
The trailer one.
Yeah, the trailer.
Jesus. Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell it's her. The tattoos do match up. Mm. She's cuter in this picture than she is in the video, but...
Yes, much cuter in the picture.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
But I'd tell her. I would. If that was my friend, like someone I knew, and I just, you know, maybe she's fine with it being up there, but chances are not.
I doubt it.
I like the people that give stuff thumbs down on Pornhub. Like, three dudes were like, no.
Don't like it.
Imagine taking the time to rate porns in your life. Like,
two of them were me and Chuck.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't give it a thumbs down.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why would you like this video?
I just made it 4.
Yeah, it's 4 now.
Oh, I gave it 4. Oh, man. No, I feel bad. I'll change it to a thumb.
No.
I feel bad. I don't want to say thumbs
guilt,
down.
Your thumbs down guilt on the Pornhub.
Yeah. Well, she could listen to the show.
Oh, man.
But tell her. No, I don't think really have anything.
You're not running there. Yeah, it's not going to be. She made the video. She should know what's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it could be revenge porn or anything like that.
I think what it is I think it is a revenge porn
could be
type of thing, or just like a guy who got her snap, I guess. Chicks, I guess, are just way too willy-nilly on Snapchat to just send nudes.
Yeah.
I just think I put myself in that situation. If there was a video of me just shaking my dong that I had sent someone and it was put up online, then I'd want someone to tell me.
Yeah, take that down.
Oh, I'd let you know, Dave.
Yeah, we'd let you know.
Okay, all right.
We'd let you know.
We'd post on Facebook so you knew.
Yeah.
After I buy a billboard, one of those digital billboards, oh, you can see it. Dave wiggling it on that billboard that you drive by.
You better buy a big billboard.
It is Friday, bitches.
It'll have to be huge. Man,
great friends,
huge billboard,
great friends. Someone said, oh, damn it, odd banger. Nice. All right,
thanks for that.
Yeah,
well, he's gonna give her a thumbs up then.
Yeah, that's a thumbs up.
Lots of other local people on porn sites coming in here.
Well, I mean
that's a lot of
what people do.
Yeah, I mean, a huge percentage of porn is just stuff somebody sent somebody.
Yeah,
or couples put on together.
Yeah.
One more email here. She's basically, this woman's warning people about the devil's threesome, which has come up over the past week or so. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to put this out there. I had a devil's threesome with my boyfriend of 3 years and an ex of mine.
Oh, ooh. It's just the dumbest thing.
Like you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
So my boyfriend, who I thought was faithful, ended up dumping me to then date my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, then you win.
6 months later, I'm on my way to their wedding today. Mm. It's strange how things change. Had to share that.
I can't believe he's going to the wedding.
She is
going to the wedding.
Jesus.
That's
one of that's an unexpected turn of events.
It really is.
That is very unexpected.
But probably not.
but probably not.
No. Oh, right.
You know, so
in hindsight,
what are the odds? Two guys she's been with.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
She could be into them.
She doesn't even realize it. She just has...
Wow, yeah, you need to do some reevaluating, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
That would throw your life upside down.
Yeah,
it would.
Right?
I couldn't even, like, comprehend what you said. I went with the other way. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But most of the gay guys that I know, they had girlfriends until, like, they fully, like, admitted, oh, yeah, I love dudes.
Yeah, but what are the odds of that? One, she'd be with two of them, and three, she'd agree to get them into a devil's threesome, and then, boom, they get married? Like, that's...
I know. No, I know.
Even the devil was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Perfect storm that day. That's just nuts. Some of my finest work. Real curveball.
Yeah.
You are sound like a pretty cool chick that you could go to their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I'm sure that was a devastating moment.
Yeah, she'll probably meet another gay guy to date there. Yeah.
Hopefully she finds a straight guy eventually. She could date.
I don't date anyone from that wedding.
No. Yeah.
Not date anyone.
No.
But good luck to you. And thanks for emailing us. You can always reach out to us. It's email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.